Okay, so now that you have figured out what you want to create, what are you willing to do to get there? Let's set some goals. Now, there are two levels of goals, if you will, that I want you to set, and there are two forms for you here. The first one is your annual goal setting, and the second one is your monthly goal setting. So the annual one is where we're going to begin, and I want you to print this and look at it. In a moment, you're going to fill this out, and I want you to actually set the numbers that you would like to reach in each of these areas. Now, if you're just beginning, you may not really know what's possible. Do it anyway. This was a really powerful tool for me. I started it when I was in my second month of doing the business. I had no idea what was possible. It was great to fill it out and think, this is what I would like to create. And then what actually I did, there's enough space for two lines in each of the boxes, so I wrote pretty small, and at the top I wrote what I wanted, and the second line I wrote what actually happened. And it helps me gauge as I go forward what is possible, and I also know there are certain months where I work a little harder than other months, and I can definitely see the difference in the working harder months and what I was able to create, to be sure. So, if you're doing this in the middle of the year, start with the month you are in and finish it with the January through whatever month you're in for next year. Okay, and then next year you can start in January if you'd like. But it's great to do a whole year. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is pause the recording right now and go ahead and fill this in. All right, welcome back. Did you get it filled in? Did you also notice that I start both of the goal setting sheets with begin with the end in mind? Write a brief summary of your why to help you think big for your goals. This is crucial. I cannot even tell you how crucial this is. It is so important to start with your why to keep that in mind as you set your goals. It's like, okay, if it means I can change whatever it is that you want to change, whatever your big thing is, if it means that we can go on this fabulous family trip or we can finally get out of debt and feel free financially, is it worth it to do an extra little something that month because it'll get us closer faster? You bet it is. It's what will inspire you to get past any kind of resistance you have to taking an action step. So always begin with the end in mind. Okay, now let's look at the month. So you have your annual, you have even what you want to do for next month. Now pull out the goal setting for your Young Living business, and this is the monthly form. This is what I want you to fill out every single month. I do it the week before the next month, so I can hit the ground running on the first of the next month. And again, you're starting with the beginning with the end in mind, which you'll do in a moment. Now, there are really two sections to this. Well, maybe three. If you think of the beginning with the end in mind is the first section. The second is your actual goals. And then the third is a few other things that I will mention in a moment. So let's look at the goals. There really are two kinds of goals that you're going to set. The first is results-oriented. And that's what you want to end up with. And that's your goal set column. Okay, what is it you want to end up with? How many premium kits do you want to sell? How many new essential rewards people do you want to sign up? How many business builders do you want to sign on? Now, those three are the major components to your commission checks, which is why I write them here, why I put them here. Your total members will ultimately, initially though, the residual income isn't there yet. You don't have the people on your team yet. It'll come, but right now it's not there. So your results-oriented goals are what you want to end it up with by the end of the month. Your action-oriented goals are what you're willing to do in order to get there, what you will do in order to reach your results-oriented goals. And that's the second column here, action steps to fulfill your intentions. What are you going to do in order to reach your results-oriented goals? So this would be how many gatherings you're going to do in the month, how many business calls you want to do, how many care calls you want to do, how many invitations you want to make, how many connections do you want to make in any one day. It's a really powerful tool to set both kinds of goals. And as you go along, you'll start to find patterns as well. So remember that. You'll see, hey, you know what? I always want to sell 10 premium kits. And if I do 3 gatherings a month, I almost always hit 10. Or I almost always hit 8, but not 10. So if I want to hit 10, what do I need to do? Make a couple of phone calls. Do it one-on-one. Do something through Facebook. Do another gathering. Whatever that is for you, figuring that out. You can work with me or whomever your upline is to set some goals for yourself and to figure out how to reach your results-oriented goals. Okay, so this is what I want you to do. I want you to pause the recording now. I want you to fill out your why again. Yes, write it down. The more times you write it down, the more, well, the realer it becomes. And then I also want you to set your goals, your results-oriented goals, and your action-oriented goals. Okay, so go ahead and do that now. All right, welcome back. Did you get them written down? Does it get you to the numbers that match your annual goal? Make sure that they do correspond. It's okay to shift the annual goals if you need to as you go along, as you start to see maybe you were being unrealistic in that you set your numbers too low. And you have to go back and set them higher. That actually happened for me. Okay, the bottom part of the monthly goal setting sheet is other goals that I want you to set. First of all, which products will I try this month? So what are you going to try? What new product are you going to expose yourself to figure out how to use, what you can use it for, what you can, how it works for you so that you can educate your customers even better? And it's kind of fun to do that too. What will you do to learn something new this month? So this is books to read, websites to check out, podcasts to listen to. Oh my word, there is so much out there. If you don't know what to do, contact me or your upline. We have a bevy of free things that a ton of young living leaders have put out there, free for everybody to use. Lots of educational tools, learning about products, learning about the business, wonderful books to read, learning about network marketing. There is always something you can work on. And I encourage you to do something on a daily basis, even if it's just 5 minutes, to read a book, listen to a podcast. I put them on my phone and I listen to them in the car whenever I drive anywhere. Next is, what will you do to support your team? So these are your business builders and your customers. What will you do to help educate them? What will you do to help support them? I do tons of stuff. You are welcome to all of it. You can just forward the email to your downline. That's just fine. But do something to help support them. Keep them excited about the products in Young Living. Young Living is powerful, but they have to learn about it. And finally, what will you do to take care of yourself? Okay, this work is fun to be sure. It's going to push you to be sure. It takes energy to push through your resistance. Your resistance to growing bigger, your resistance to making more money, your resistance to success, whatever it might be, this will bring up your stuff. And you need energy. And keeping yourself filled up, however that is for you, doing yoga, meditation, exercise, baths, reading good books, spending time with good friends, whatever that is that keeps you filled up, using your oils, be sure you're doing it regularly. And I find setting an intention, actually writing it down, makes it more real for me. So what I'd like you to do, take a moment, pause the recording, fill these in. Okay, welcome back. I hope you got them all done. You have your goals for the month. One last step I recommend that you do. This comes from Eric Worre, and I completely concur. Every Sunday night or Monday morning or Friday afternoon, whenever it works best for you, once a week, write down your goals for the week, your actions that you're going to take when you're going to do them. Schedule them in. You are 200 to 400% more likely to complete your actions if you write them down ahead of time. And you know what? Your why is worth it. The freedom you're creating for you and your family is worth it. Okay, so you're done with your goal setting. I'm going to do one more for you, one more podcast on resistance. So if you're in a place right now when you have a little bit of resistance, you can feel free to listen to that recording. If you're not, good luck with your month. Let me know if there's anything I can do to support you in your vision, in your goals, in your actions, and any of these steps. And here's to reaching your why, making your why your reality.